Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Thank you for all the emails to the last show when we discussed what to do when a shark shows up. One comment was how to act should it actually happen. I mean, should a shark actually bite the person? What then? Well, that's indeed a good question, and I like to tackle it, mainly from two different viewpoints. I assume now you're a swimmer or someone who is at the surface, okay? Two possibilities. You have seen the shark coming or not. The reason I'm saying this is because quite often, well, often is relative, of course, there are two scenarios that can unfold. The plain exploratory bite, and then there is the pattern compensation bite. What's the later one? The pattern compensation bite. Picture a dog. He bites you and you lift your arm to smack him or to push him away. It either backs off or bites the arm that tries to hurt him, so it defends itself. Should this happen, the victim ends up with a second bite that could be more severe because the dog most likely won't let go right away, and so the wound will be more severe. Now picture that scenario when a shark is biting. Most often, it happens too fast, so we can't react and the shark is just out of reach again, and that's that. So either way, you see a shark or not, it all comes down to how quickly you react to the actual bite and if your extended reaction is to lash out, to push the shark away or to hit the shark. So first, what are the chances that it's not over? Well, it is over, you can be assured, and it does not matter if the shark remains close by or not. So if you've bitten once, the shark may back off. If you've been bitten once, but reflexively, you actually go after the shark, it may be bite a second time, but that's that. But some of you will say that there have been incidents with multiple bites. That is correct. But those occur not with intervals, but back to back and with another trigger. Maybe more of that in another show, okay? So a shark bites you and just remains in visual distance. It is mostly just confused and curious at the same time. What was that with that just bit? You know, it seemed like, but you know, you get the picture. Should he have had the chance to lash out without getting bitten a second time, then that is an additional protection now since it knows that he may not be safe to go close again. But even with the second bite, the incident is over. Don't forget, the second bite was not its doing in the first place, but it reacted to your immediate response. So what to do now? Chances are, you won't look at the shark anymore but shout to whoever is close by or look for help. But likely, you try to get away from the shark and try to reach the beach, the shore, boat or whatever. Will the shark do anything else now that you won't look at him anymore? Most likely not, and with that I mean 99.99%. So let's not get into this fraction of a percent right now. If you can swim, despite your wounds, go for it. Your blood will not keep the shark more interested because human blood does nothing to them, despite what you may have heard or some of the quote-unquote experts out there tell you. Forget those people and their suggestions, okay? So like you have a bleeding wound or two. Having two, again, is very, very, very rare, okay? I know that we have the tendency to cover the wound, but that is mostly not really an option when being in the water since you have to reach safer ground. I know what I'm talking about. It's not my first rodeo to have been bitten, and I went through it a few times. Tried to get out in a conscious manner, and that means no frantic back paddling or rushing to shore, but slow, but continuous. Sure, the shark may shatter you, but don't forget, that was just a novelty situation for the animal as well, so curiosity is still there, despite its cautiousness. So again, swim slowly, and I mean slowly away from the spot. If you're still in control of the situation, you may try to keep an eye on the shark, which is not really easy, even if you have not been bitten. Keeping a shark in eyesight at the surface is not the easiest thing to do. Anyway, if not, focus on slow motions and aim for the beach or the boat or whatever you see. The most important task is trying to remain calm. I'm not saying this because other sharks make it curious as well. No, I say because being calm means being faster. The more you stress, the less efficient your motions will be. If a second person is with you, tell him or her to try to remain between you and the shark, or at least between you and where you assume the shark should be. And the person's main job is really to try to keep a watch on the shark. Now you may ask if that does not create a claim response. No, it won't, since your swim buddy was likely with you when it happened, so your body's presence is not new to the shark. And your friend is not in danger, and you neither anymore. Just move slowly, and that goes with him or her as well. I know it's not the easiest thing to do, but never ever forget, a shark never wants to hurt us. Even when he grabbed your arm, should you have tried to hit it, it's a simple protection for the animal. So now you have a clue what you should do. I know, just having heard it one time doesn't make it into your subconsciousness, but should you think about these things a few times, especially when being at a beach, it will likely kick in when needed. Of course, these techniques should be known by any lifeguard out there or anyone else that has to rescue a person. Then, as I mentioned, the main difference is that the rescuer has to make sure that the shark does not feel it has to compete with the rescuer, and no claim response. Here comes the claim response is triggered because the rescuer's appearance is new to the shark. But the lifeguard should know that, right? Remember SACRED, the acronym SACRED? Okay. You know, I think about these things quite often and keep attacking my own rules and recommendations, not because I look for holes, but to make it the best applicable way for any situation. As unlikely as an incident is, if it's you and it helped what I say or said, then all the years of testing and thinking about it was worth the time I spent on it. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.